This is Tim's take on Star Wars Clone Wars, which I've just come out of the cinema having seen. It's the animated film prequel to the Star Wars original trilogy. Surprisingly good, really, for a Star Wars prequel. I'll have to look this up when I get home, but I don't think they employed all the actors from the live-action prequels. And so the same set of characters appeared, but not played by the same set of actors. But generally speaking, the voices seem to tie in with what you'd expect of the characters. The character design was somewhat stylized, and they've done animated Star Wars before in recent years, with a lower budget and with a faster episode length of like just a minute or two, and the stylization of the characters takes some getting used to, but once you got used to that, it's pretty good. It's easy to tell who's who and all that. The action sequences are quite good, although not as gripping as the live action equivalent. And well, on the whole, it was surprisingly good. And there was a plot that held together about Jabba the Hutt's previously unmentioned son being kidnapped, and the Jedi trying to return it, but lots of lies being told as if they intended to assassinate his son. And, well, it may be the way forward now. Perhaps George Lucas is going to go and make a bunch of Clone Wars movies, having set up this whole new part of the Star Wars universe that can be exploited and have money made out of it. But I wouldn't rate it massively highly, because it didn't keep me as gripped as even the best of the Star Wars prequels, which in my case would be Attack of the Clones. But I'd give it a good 3 out of 5.